This Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:15. I'm Kevin Around, sitting in for Michael Knight today on this Wednesday, the 19th day of December. If you can believe it, somebody in the office looked at me today and said, there are only 6 days left until Christmas. 6 days! Wow. Oh my heavens, how the sea, that means there's only like, what, 13 days until the end of the year, and all, you know, all of a sudden you get down the rabbit hole of how fast the year goes by every year. Joining me today for the agenda, unfortunately, Hans Andersen had to reschedule. We should have him tomorrow, I think, as we talk about the Leavenworth Reindeer Farm. That is the plan. Willing to come in and talk a little bit about a really cool event that he's doing tonight. They're doing, because there's two of them. And that is Russ McClellan and Taylor Stimmel from Keller Williams, North Central Washington. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having us in.
It is fantastic. You guys have a really kind of an interesting event tonight. It is, of course, the holiday season. Kids probably, I think, for the most part, are out of school for this week and next week, and they won't go back until after the new year. So now is a perfect time to get them an opportunity to get a little holiday cheer. So why don't you give us some details on what you guys are doing today?
All right. So we thought it would be fun to have a night with Santa at our office. And so we're going to have Santa in the building to do pictures with families, complimentary. So no cost to them. We just ask if you want to come, if you have the ability to, just to bring a perishable item that you can donate. And so we're going to have a lot of activities. We're going to have a big table that has a bunch of sugar cookies on it. We're going to have sugar cookie decorating. We have a bunch of different soups and chilies and cornbread and a whole bunch of just warm foods to eat today. We're going to have a station to write letters to Santa Claus. We're going to have an area where we might even have some holiday karaoke going on. And so just some really fun stuff. So just an event just for the community, just to come and have fun.
You talk about, I have a really bad memory of sugar cookies. I will still eat them, especially if they've been decorated with Christmas frosting.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I didn't understand that at some point you need to stop eating those things. my stomach was not happy that particular night. So what kind of brought this idea along? What sort of, where did this idea sort of develop from?
Yeah, you know, one of the things at Keller Williams is we really try to give back to the community. And we just thought, you know, what a better way to do that than do, you know, a food drive. But also at the same time, you know, Santa pictures can be expensive and not everybody can afford that. So we thought, how about we go in and we actually do an opportunity for the kids to come in, families to come in to take a picture with Santa Claus and be able to give that back to them at no charge. And so we're always looking at how we can give back to the community. So we have a charitable donation called KW Cares that gives millions of dollars every year. And we always like to look and see how, as Keller Williams, we can bring that into our local market as well. And so this was just an event that we came up with, and we just thought it would just be something really special for the community to be involved in.
You know, Kevin, we opened Keller Williams this spring of 2018. We took advantage of the leverage of Keller Williams and the fact that their culture is so giving. I mean, there's 190,000 or so real estate brokers within that system. And, you know, they're based, headquartered in Austin, Texas, and we're now in about 34 countries. So to be able to bring that knowledge and bring that experience of how to reach out in various ways really helps us as an office. And Taylor is our CEO and team leader of our company. And he's just kind of grabbed the bull by the horn, so to speak. And really, you know, we're all passionate, and he's got our full support as the ownership group. And it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So I hope people can come by. It's right across the street from McDonald's, too. So if the sugar cookies aren't any good, just go get a Big Mac.
Or the soups and chilies, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are going to have plenty of food, dinner over there at the office.
And I won't tell you which one of the cornbreads I made, I promise.
I think I want to know which one. Don't we want to know which one that we should either avoid or definitely try?
Well, the one with the biggest donation gets the secret which cornbread to stay away from.
So you guys, you are trying to make this. I mean, not only is it a community event that you guys are trying to give back to, you're also trying to incorporate the community giving back as part of it as well. So talk a little bit about sort of the food drive portion of this.
Well, you know, one of the things that we try to do is, as realtors in general, there's always big food drives that are going on. And especially, you know, the giving goes up so much at this time of year. And we just thought, well, how can we give more? And so we just thought, you know, giving food to a food bank would really be a great way to do it, or just helping feed the community. So even when we have events in our office, you know, people bring food, we try to always take the extras out and find just homeless people to give the extra to, because we never want it to go to waste or anything like that. And I think that's just our culture, you know. It's pretty cool. We just actually found out that Keller Williams was just voted the number one place to work for culture in the country, which I think is pretty great, because we try to get that to expand to every KW across the world, really, because we're in 34 countries. And how we do that is we give back. And so, you know, even once a year, we have a day that's dedicated where every single Keller Williams agent or employee goes out on the same day and does community service, called KW Red Day. And we just try to have those days as much as we can, outside of the one specific day, and that's just what this is.
You know, it's a unique company in the fact that it's really an agent-owned company in some respects. You know, it's built for agents, by agents. And we have, unlike a lot of companies, we have what's called an agent leadership council, which in essence is, I don't know, kind of like it to a board of directors. And so within our company, if we see a direction, or if our agents see a direction that they want to go, you know, they'll come to Taylor. I'm not as an operating partner. I don't even go to those meetings, because it's kind of like the culture is to make sure that the direction of the company is where the agents want to go, because that's, you know, we're working and living within the community, and it's important to us that our culture is maintained and that we're on the right track.
Well, and I know you and I spoke in March when we were all at the Home Expo, and as crazy as those 3 days were, I remember you specifically being very excited about sort of the transition you guys were in the midst of, trying to get into Keller Williams. And I'd imagine this is all part of it, this idea that that the community, I mean, you put people in their homes, but their homes are in a larger community.
Yeah, we work and live amongst friends. And, you know, for me in the spring, it was really, really a passionate decision. You know, after 28 years or so in Lake Chelan and growing up in Manson in high school and just being there for so long, to be able to expand and really to be able to help not only people get in buying and selling homes or investing, but also help people get into real estate and really maybe change their life and get that life worth living that maybe they were missing out on. And they decided that being self-employed or, you know, even working part-time in real estate wasn't a bad way. So we have an amazing training division, so to speak. You know, it's a training and education company, which is now really huge on technology, which we have to, or we're going to get left behind. And that's one of the advantages of coming to work with us is we're pressing all the time to improve and to, you know, to make sure we're helping people the right way.
I feel like have we said the time? I know we've said the location.
Yeah.
Do we mention where?
So we'll give you time and location. So if you don't know where our office is, it is across the street from the McDonald's, but it's on 1111 North Mission Street. And so we're doing it from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight. So Santa will be there starting at 5:30 and ready for people to start sitting on his lap.
And this is just an event. I mean, you're not there prospecting. You're not there.
No, not at all. This is all about just the kids and having fun, eating chili and just hanging out and making sure that the people that want pictures with Santa Claus have a chance to do it.
Has this been done in other KWs before?
I believe it has. I mean, I don't know specifically. We just knew that it was something. So our agent leadership council, we said, hey, what's something we can do for December that can give back to the community and give an opportunity? And, you know, this was one of the ideas, and we all voted, and we decided this would be the one. So I'm sure that other K-Dubs have done similar things like this. Different, you know, I don't know if they always have Santa there or not, but for us, we just thought it would just be a great opportunity, because we do, I mean, one of the things that I think all realtors do and we really think about is how we're ingrained into the community, but also, you know, there's lots of families here, and we want the families to know that, you know, we're here to take care of them on the real estate deals, but also in other things. And so we're, you know, we have first-time homebuyer classes all the time in our office, and we have give opportunities. And this is just one where we want them to come and just feel like it's something they can come to and feel that it's just about being part of the experience and not feel like we're trying to sell them on anything, because we're not. We're trying to be part of the community.
Russ McClellan and Taylor Stimmel joining me on the agenda day today. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about Night with Santa, a nice community event happening over at Keller Williams today. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, where it's 1225.
560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
It's Radio 560. KPQ time is 12:30. This is The Agenda. I am Kevin Rount, sitting in for Michael Knight. Joining me, Wes McClellan, Taylor Stimmel from Keller Williams. They're going to have a very cool event tonight, if you're interested, from 5 to 7:30 over at the offices on North Mission Street across from Mont McDonald. Night with Santa, and there'll be a lot of activities, but they're also asking that you bring a non-perishable food for donation, so they want to donate to a food bank for that. When you guys, non-perishable, I know it's always like this topic that's clear, but also maybe somewhat nebulous at times. When you think of non-perishable, are you looking for specific things, you know, vegetables, cereal?
I think we're just looking for, you know, just things that can last a little bit longer, but, you know, I mean, cereals would work, Top Ramen would work, you know, we're thinking cans, of course, right? Canned foods, things like that. So not like, you know, don't drop off a box of pizza, right? Something like that. But,
well, maybe after you eat our cornbread, we might need the pizza. So go ahead and bring it.
You know, that's definitely what we're going for is the cans and, you know, the soups and the vegetables and things like that that really can, somebody can have for a little bit if they have a little bit in their storage, and the food bank can use in their things and give them away as well. So,
do you have a sort of a community partner for some of the different things that you guys do? Do you have a food bank that sort of is your
No,
sort of your
we don't really. You know, we haven't really set one aside. We try to, you know, just give wherever we can, and so we haven't set one aside. Right now, you know, we really want to just help as many different places as we can. So we'll figure out how much we get tonight and where we're going to donate it to.
That, I would imagine the agents are going to have a say in that as well.
They will have a say in that, right?
We also should mention that Prime Lending and Sharon Crockett and Michael Mayer, they're big sponsors for us. In fact, Sharon and Michael with Prime Lending are also kind of co-hosting my show this year at Home Sweet Home with Russ McClellan every Saturday mornings at 9 to 10. But they've been really awesome, and we ask for participation from them to help us put these events on. You know, they've been fantastic.
That's one of the things I noticed when I had to do a first-time home buyer class a couple of months back or something like that, and that was one of the things I noticed is that it's a family. I mean, like, it's not you're the real estate agency, you're the lenders, you're the home inspectors, you're, you know, and there's each of those are sort of individual parts, is that you all sort of develop these sort of semi-familial relationships with not everybody in the industry, because that would just be too many, but many, like, you'll have, like, your group, sort of like your family.
Well, you know, you look at expert advisors in any field, and kind of what we do for our clients is we quarterback the transaction. So, in essence, when you come to our office and you want to talk about buying or selling, you know, one of the first things we're going to do is just kind of sit down and have a counseling session about what your needs and wants are and what we need to do to get there, and you're exactly right. You know, over the years, we develop relationships where we have that intimate knowledge of who we think is going to do a great job. And to some degree, it's the old saying, you can delegate responsibility, but not really delegate accountability. We're the quarterback. So you're going to be looking to us, to trust us, to help you through the process. And there's a lot of people, inspectors, appraisers, attorneys, lenders,
Title companies,
escrow companies, and
yeah.
Every deal has kind of an infinite amount of possibilities, and that's why it's so important, you know, to get representation from a professional firm that has some experienced brokers and really can help you out.
And I'd imagine when you guys have a real, like, corporate identity of community caring and giving back and everything, you sort of you find those other people who have a similar philosophy around with you. And that's why you can partner on events like you can tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for. You know, we're always looking for people who want to give. And I mean, and we partner with our agents too, because we do feel like we're partners with our agents. And you know, they want to give too. And a new agent that is coming on, she was telling me that, you know, one of the biggest reasons that she's coming to Keller Williams is because we have events like this and we have KW Cares and how passionate she is about giving. And I just thought, you know, that's a pretty amazing thing to have, in addition to selling real estate and helping people. And the people we surround ourselves with, that we love knowing that they love to do that in whatever capacity it is.
And, of course, I think I've heard that you're still looking, too. If you're always looking for new people coming on board, and I'd imagine if you can find the people that have that same level of passion and wanting to give back to the community, you'd love to talk to them.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, whether you're currently licensed with another company, and there's a lot of great companies it's worth always looking around and just understanding, because there's some major differences with Keller Williams, the structure of how we do things, the education and training. And, you know, we love to do that. We love to help people expand their business and show them that there's sometimes another way to do things.
So tonight, Night with Santa. Santa shows up at 5:30. We're going to be punctual with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the setup going to be like when you come in and you want to get your picture with Santa?
Yep. So you're going to come in through the front door, and then we're going to take an immediate right. No. So we're going to go right down into a little area where there's letters to Santa. The kids can write letters to Santa. And then right after that, there'll be a room. We have an area. We actually have a pretty big office space. And we're going to have Santa sitting on a chair, taking pictures with the family. And then once they go through that, it's going to be, they're going to go right into another room. And there's going to be the cookie station, the food station, the karaoke. So a lot of things going on in there. So we'll probably just filter people into the front. First thing they can do, if they want to write a letter to Santa, they can do that. If they just want their picture, they can just go straight into getting their picture taken. And so, and then we will, we'll just be asking them for an email address, and we'll email them the picture over. We've got a little nice background that's going to go with it, and we'll send it right to them so that they can share it and however they want it.
Will Santa be taking, Christmas wish lists?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's important because, you know what, if somebody hasn't had the opportunity to write their letter to Santa or talk to Santa yet,
six more days.
I hear there's going to be some free candy canes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the sure. The that's rumor around the office.
What I hear. You got the memo from Santa.
Yeah. The was it the advance team? The elf advance team that came in?
That's exactly
the
right.
The EAT, you know, that came in. That's
Special Forces unit for Santa.
Yeah. So we'll have a lot going on. And you can stay as long or as little as you want. If it's just coming in to get a picture and you don't want the cookies or the soup, that's fine. We can do that as well. If you just want to come in for the soup and the cookies or just the soup or karaoke, you can do that. You don't have to take a picture with Santa. It's really for everybody, for the whole community, Leavenworth, Chelan, everywhere. You know, come on over, and wherever you can hear us on the radio, you're welcome to come.
I imagine karaoke is always one of those things where it could be really, really fun. Like, if people are into it,
yeah,
it could be really fun. You know, I mean, some people are, you always kind of look at some people like, why did you choose that song specifically? But yeah. I mean, but you know what? If people are really into it and having a good time, karaoke can have, you can have a lot of fun, especially if you get the kids involved.
Yeah.
You know, you sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
and
you just get the mic to the kids and they sing. Or
yep, it's all going to be holiday themed. So, you know, if you have your Nirvana that you're hoping to sing, as long as they have a holiday song, it'll work.
I'll never forget when I went to a karaoke and somebody decided they needed to sing Eminem, and I just thought, I appreciate the enthusiasm and energy for the event, but
right,
not sure that's the most appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, but if he has Jingle Bell Rock, let's do it, right?
I can't even imagine Nirvana or Eminem singing Jingle Bell Rock. Taylor Stimmel, Ross McClellan, my guests here on the agenda. I'm Kevin Rout, sitting in for Michael Knight. We'll take another break, and when we'll come back, we'll wrap up our conversation on the Night with Santa events over at the offices of Keller Williams tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. It's 12:38.
KPQ and KPQ.com.
Is Radio 560. KPQ time is 12:45. This is The Agenda. I am Kevin Rout, sitting in for Michael Knight right now, joined by Russ McClellan and Taylor Stimmel from Keller Williams. And in case people have been missed our conversation so far today, we've hit it a few different times, but let's just go ahead and remind people about Night with Santa, which is taking place tonight.
From 5:30 to 7:30 at our office. So we're going to be having Santa Claus for family pictures. Those are all complimentary. We're going to have cookies, sugar cookies for the kids or adults to decorate as well. We're going to have a ton of soups, hot chocolate, ciders, and some karaoke and some letters to Santa. We're going to have a lot of things.
If I don't have a child with me, can I still come?
Absolutely. It's open to anyone. That's why there's many things for different people to do, right? So.
I may pay you not to sit on Santa's lap at some point.
How about I just stand to the side?
There you go.
That'll be my official KPQ staff picture.
There you go.
Picture with Santa Claus. I love decorated sugar cookies.
Come do it, right? It's for everybody. It really is. It's not just for the kids. And, you know, that's why we're having the different foods. And a lot of our agents in our office have owned restaurants or worked at places or are chefs. And so they're making some good stuff for us to eat tonight as well.
Soups and cornbread. We just don't know which is Russ's cornbread.
That's right. The mystery cornbread.
Well, I got you here. I mean, we got you every week. You're on our airwaves every Saturday, 9 o'clock.
A lot of fun. Yeah, 9 to 10 every Saturday morning. It's a show called Home Sweet Home where we bring on agents, new agents come into our office. Sometimes we have agents of other offices just talking about real estate, trying to be educational, and sometimes it gets a little spicy, but sometimes entertaining. We're going into our 13th month next month, so it's exciting. You know, we're excited to do it again, and Prime Lending is going to co-sponsor that with me this year. So anytime anybody wants to talk real estate, we're open to having them on the show.
When you look at 2019, sort of how the real estate market has changed, where it seems like everything was on the market for a day and a half, to maybe, I don't know, are things slowing down? What does it look like in 2019?
You know, it does. There's a softening. One of the advantages of Keller Williams is we have offices all around the country, all around the world, really. And so I'm on calls weekly with the CEO and other leaders in the company, and we're seeing a trend where the market is cooling. I would say balancing is probably the best word, where it's not really softening to in a negative way. It's actually kind of good for the overall health of the real estate market, where you get course corrections along the way, so you don't see those major depressions. Now, we're pretty fortunate in Central Washington. You have 300 days of sunshine, and lots of people live 3 hours away in the rain. So, you know, this is one of the best places to live on earth. And frankly, you know, the awareness factor, whether it be the wineries or the technology sector or whatever, we're becoming more and more known around the country. So I think in our area, real estate is going to be strong for a long time.
When I keep seeing Wenatchee on the top list to age or retire, or the top list for this, one of the best places for, one of the best small towns for businesses, I think was the most recent list I saw, one of the best lists. And so I'd imagine it's not necessarily a hard sell to come to what probably people think of as this tiny little apple orchard up in the middle of North Central Washington.
Yeah, and if you price it right, and it's important to have the expertise behind you to make sure that you're doing that, the market's really, really strong. It's not just the pre-retirees and the retirees. We're now starting to see an influx of people that can work from their computer anywhere. And so there's a younger, you know, family-driven environment where they're actually bringing, you know, moving here and working here. So it's a very different place. All up and down, you know, Leavenworth and Chelan are still very heavy to second homes. But again, there's people that are moving into Chelan and Leavenworth as well as Wenatchee that are working from home now.
Especially with the power rates being so inexpensive.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of advantages.
Any big changes, surprises coming up on the 2019 editions of Home Sweet Home?
You know, I think one of the things we're doing is we're expanding and we're getting more and more agents. We just pulled in a couple people from Leavenworth, and we have a couple more coming that are they're fairly new to the business, 4 or 5 years, but they're just absolutely killing it. And so we're trying to do an interview process with people, because I'd like people to get to know us, not just on the real estate side. You know, we had Brandon in last week, and I didn't even know this, but he was in a metal band in Seattle out of high school, and then he was an artist where he had blown glass for 3 years. I had no idea before he got into real estate. So just introducing our team as we expand. I think we're at about 34, 35 mm-hmm. agents right now and climbing. That's what we want to do on the show, as well as talk about pertinent subjects and lending with Prime Lending and all the latest and greatest, whether it's a down payment assistance program to really get people into zero down, or, you know, what the rates are doing, or how to qualify. You know, a lot of people think they can't get a home loan, but with the right counseling, you'd be surprised. And if you can't, you know, we set up a plan to make sure that you can down the road.
Russ McClellan, Taylor Stimmel. I almost switched your names up for some reason in my head. thank you so much, gentlemen, for swinging by today. If you do want to swing by and say hi to Santa tonight, 5:30 to 7:30 over at the offices of Keller Williams, which is 1111 North Mission Street, right across the street from McDonald's. Gentlemen, I will not get a chance to see you probably until March at the Home Expo, so I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. And we'll see you here in a few months.
Thanks for having us on.
Have a Merry Christmas.